producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm your host, Leon Francis. This morning, it's a little London-esque outside today. It's like dreary and misty and just a little cold, that sort of thing. But it's still sunny and sunny south side of Fargo, in my head anyway. I want to say send out a happy birthday and happy anniversary to my bride, to my wife of 15 years, Nicole Francis. Thanks for sticking it out with me, and happy birthday. I want to get that out first and foremost. Not going to say the age on air. I think that that's frowned upon in the feminine circle, that sort of thing. But there you go. Happy birthday, Nick. I want to ask the Common Sense Clubbers this morning. I want to ask, have you heard that Nancy Pelosi has dropped $90,000 on the George Center campaign? I guess to try to, rescue him, because he's not doing so hot in the polls. Yesterday we had Kramer and Jack Seaman in. We asked Senator to come in. He is horrible. Have you seen him in debate? He's not that great a debater. So he declined multiple times. And the polls are showing that, his chances of winning are not that great. I mean, it's not a rosy picture. And I'm wondering, is Nancy Pelosi coming to your rescue the best strategy for you? I mean, especially if you're down. And we know countrywide, especially here in North Dakota, Democrats aren't polling so hot. And then when you get into like folks like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, man, the numbers just plummet. So you got George Center now tied up with Nancy Pelosi. I don't think that that's going to help you out, man. I would have said thanks, but no thanks. And then I would have ran an ad saying Nancy Pelosi offered me money. And I turned it down because I'm not a liberal nut job like Nancy. I don't want to give George any ideas, but I think that that would probably get him more support than taking the money. Just my 2 cent worth. What's yours? Tell me what you think. You think this is gonna help some center? I don't think he's gonna win. I don't, but I may be just a little biased. I don't think he's going to win anyway, but I think that Nancy Pelosi coming to your rescue hurts your chances, man. Tell me what you think. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air, extension 1. Just leave it on the rant line. Something else, and this week has been one of those really, really busy weeks in the news cycle. And there's a couple of stories, one in particular. I've said really busy week, news week in the news. We have everything from Ebola to, troops over there that are being quarantined in Italy. Don't know if you heard about this. The Italian Prime Minister and the folks over there, they're livid. They're like, are you kidding? You could have asked first. You're quarantining your troops over here in Italy? What's going on there? I mean, we have news all over the place. One of the things, though, that I'm positive that you have not heard about is African Americans – marching to stop abortions on African-American kids. On October 11th, 12th, and 13th, and stop me if you've heard it, because I guarantee you haven't, over 400 African-Americans marched on D.C., in St. Louis, and a couple of other bigger cities. How much media play did they get? This is the liberal, there's a liberal bias out there. I mean, you had a pinhead, Trayvon Martin, you know, that whole thing. Wall-to-wall coverage. The protest down there in Ferguson, wall-to-wall coverage. And then you got over 400 folks marching on Washington, D.C. to bring awareness to the genocide that's going on in the African-American community via Planned Parenthood. You get crickets. If you haven't heard this story, go over to lifenews.com and check it out. Check it out. I especially love what the pastors there are saying. They're like Connie Ellard, president of Missouri Blacks for Life. She says that the politicians and the pulpits of African America, Black America, have betrayed its people. And I'm saying this because, you know, we're having this big discussion here in North Dakota about Measure One. And a lot of times, you know, when I'm in discussions with folks and they're telling me, you know, why do you support Measure One? What's with this whole life movement and that sort of thing? I'll come at it from this perspective because I know the history of Planned Parenthood. I know that in the ghetto, you can't spit in the air without hitting a Planned Parenthood facility. I know that, you know, and I know that even though African Americans make up less than like 13% of the population, we're like almost 40% of aborted babies. So I take it kind of personally, you know. And then you see marches like this. You see what the good folks here in North Dakota are trying their darnest to accomplish, to stop the murder of innocent children. And you see, you know, what these good folks here are doing when they march to Washington, and they're using their voice, and they're trying to get the message out, and you don't see them. You would think that the liberal media would be all, you know, in a tizzy to get cameras in front of these folks. And 400 black folks, black preachers, marching for life, and crickets. That's what we're up against anyway. There you go. That's what I want to know. Have you heard about this? And not to mention, there are a lot of angst with the Democrat Party in the minority communities that I don't think that we're hearing about. I mean, I hear about it, obviously, because, you know, who I am and what I do and that sort of thing. But, you know, there are minority leaders that are basically coming out saying, hey, Democrats, you know, you sold us a tub of snake oil. You haven't been straight with us since the Great Society. Man, we've been doing pretty badly. And we don't hear a lot about it unless you're on, you know, that crazy right-wing media. You might hear a trickle here or there, but absolutely not in the mainstream media, in the liberal media. Just want to make sure that you're aware of that. There is an awakening across the country to this. I look at the folks down there in Louisiana, and they are fighting tooth and nail to get that liberal out and to get somebody responsible and conservative in. And I think they're doing a bang-up job. And if you've seen the ads coming out of Louisiana, man, it makes me proud. It really does. But there you go. We need more of that. And I don't. And say what you want about, you know, the crazy right-wing media, at least they report that stuff. The other side, they do not. As a matter of fact, the other side is busy running around. Did you see the video of this liberal I forget if she's congresswoman or mayor or something. I forget what she's some big wig in the liberal, the Democrat. Husband is out there pulling up campaign signs from the other side for the Republican challenger, pulling up their signs and that sort of thing. Kind of makes me think about, you know, what's going on here in Fargo with the anti-Measure One folks slashing the signs and that sort of thing. I mean, these people have no scruples. They have no scruples. Let's go to the, someone left me a voicemail on the rant line. Let's go to that. Do we have that queued? Oh, for the Nancy Pelosi. Oh, sorry, man. We'll be right back with Blanky to call him Ellen Ratner, news from the left and from the right. And I promise you we'll play that Nancy Pelosi voicemail. We'll be right back right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed's Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. We're going to do something a little different today. Scott's going to be taking over in the very next segment. He's live on location. So my time this morning will be short, but it is productive. I'm going to be speaking with now Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum to talk a little common sense here this morning on the Common Sense Club. Ellen, are you there?
Here.
Blanquita.
Of course.
Good deal, good deal. How are you girls this fine morning?
I am just fine. I'm actually on my way to California.
California? We have a California connection here. Nancy Pelosi just dropped $90,000 to help out the Democrat that's running for Congress here.
So I know, but she's going to drop more.
I want to ask you, though, is especially given if you're taking the political temperature of the country, folks like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, they're not polling so hot. And I'm thinking, what should Senator do? Should he reject the money and then run an ad saying, hey, I reject the folks like Pelosi and Reid. I'm an independent voice and that sort of thing. Or should he accept the money?
And say whatever you want to say. That's my view. Well, the funny thing in this race is they're going to have to take the money. But I think it's incredible that the president has become Voldemort, the man who should not be named. It's like a scene from Harry Potter where you can't mention the president's name because it's like such bad luck.
I don't know. I think Nancy Pelosi, if you throw that name around in North Dakota, I think it'll hurt. It's going to hurt Senator a lot more than it's going to help.
And the Democrats have become Slytherin.
I love the analogy. That is positively awesome. But most of the voters here, I guess they won't know that the money came from Pelosi outside of folks like me and Rob Port over there at Say Anything Blog telling folks, hey, they're putting this money in. But it's a losing.
But let's look at all the dark money, the money that isn't being reported from places like the Koch brothers for your lovely little Republican candidates. That's not right.
Yeah, but you got Soros. I mean, come on. You've got all these guys on the Democratic side of the aisle that are giving so much money, not to mention all the money that's coming from Hollywood. And so I don't think that's no matter how much money is out there, Ellen, this is going to be an election that people are – it's going to be a rejection of what's going on right now with the president. And it's going to be pretty, pretty powerfully bad for them.
And see, that's what I'm thinking. And I'm looking at states like Louisiana, where you have folks coming out basically. The Democrats, to put it
both sides
lightly,
need to get 50%,
not,
and then there's an independent in Louisiana, or Louisiana as they call it down there. And
Louisiana.
So I think there's going to be an interesting runoff.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think it's going to be red. It's going to be a red state.
I'm going blue.
The only blues they're going to be singing is the blues.
They are fighting for the minority vote down there. They're fighting for the minority vote down there, and they're not doing so hot. I was looking at one of the campaign ads from Louisiana. The guy's spot on. 50 years of so-called great society has nearly destroyed the African American community. And a powerful, powerful ad by a guy who. Democrat, and then he switched and became a Republican and is speaking out. So I think they are in real trouble in Louisiana, and I agree with Blanquita. It's going to be red. It's going to, if you got a modicum of
it's
common sense.
It's going to be red, and they'll be singing the blues.
Be careful what you wish for, because if you Republicans win, then in 2 years, and you can't govern, in 2 years, we're going to make it again, a step.
I am concerned about that.
If what happens is if the Republicans win, the Democrats will not be able to regain their footing for years, even if the Republicans don't do that great a job. And I'm going to be there with you in the sense that I'm going to want those Republicans to do a good job. They just can't win because the Democrats are so awful right now.
Yeah, if we don't win with a purpose, it could all backfire on us. And I agree. I'm one of those guys. I like to think I'm independent. I'm not one of those guys that just vote for an R. But if I do vote for an R, I want some a meaningful change, not to go all, you know, Barack Obama on you. But I want to see some fruits of my labor when I go in there and I fill out my ballot. So I guess that's where I'm coming from. One other topic I really wanted to touch on. Have you heard about the folks over there in Israel, not Israel, but Italy? They are upset over our quarantine troops that are being quarantined over there. Have you heard about that story?
No.
Well, the president, the president over there.
Well, I know they're going to quarantine people, but yes.
Well, they're saying that they shouldn't have been sent there, and the locals there are upset. They avoid American soldiers and large berths.
Well,
around
if you work
them,
in Africa, as I do, you will find out that most people don't trust the good old United States, and they think that we manufactured Ebola to kill Africans. That is really what they believe.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
I am not
well,
kidding.
Well, I got to tell you, Ellen. Some people may think that, but I don't think the majority
no,
of people
but we're
will
talking,
think the
you know,
United
look,
States
we're
that.
Talking about people that believe that if you step on a nail and you get tetanus, it was a witch that came in through the nail. I mean, we're talking about people that believe that the phases of the moon have something
well,
to do with
you're
how,
talking
who's
about
winning a war.
Where do they
country?
Get those? Where do they get those misconceptions? I mean, the misconception that we manufactured this virus in order to, I guess, population control or something like that. Where would they get something like that from?
You know, we're dealing with people without electricity, without running water, without education, and they have very strange ideas that are 400 years old.
Well, but I got to think in Italy they got running water, so... But they think that, you know.
No, well, in Italy, it's a totally different issue.
I
but then he was talking
Italy
about why people are afraid of our people.
He's talking about Italy, though. He's talking about Italians not wanting to have.
Oh, well, they're afraid they're going to get Ebola
their...
from our people.
And they're
yeah,
saying
so
we should
quarantine our people over there.
That's what I say. They're saying that we should quarantine our own soldiers in Washington, D.C. What do you think about that instead of
well, we have an army base over in Italy, and we're there to protect them as part of NATO. So, you know what? Get over it.
Yeah,
good deal.
But they've got a right to be worried about that. I mean, you know, we have an army base there, yes, and we did what we were supposed to do it in World War II, et cetera, et cetera. But I think even in this country, people have a legitimate right to be worried about their young men and women going over there and working with Ebola patients. I would worry about my loved one if he'd been deployed numerous times, going over there and that kind of harm's way. That's not what they signed up for.
Absolutely. I'm concerned myself. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Okay,
have
guys.
A great day. You guys have a great day. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
All right, I have my ballot in my hand, folks. Scott Hennon here, grabbing the reins as it's a What's in Your Town tour Thursday. We're in Jamestown, North Dakota today, and part of the plan here is to get just about through my entire ballot today. But I thought maybe I'd give the listeners one last chance to influence me and maybe persuade me. Does anything move you at this point? I mean, are you on the fence on any particular issues? One thing, every time I go to the mailbox, I need like a mule to get from the house from the mailbox, because of all the Measure 5 rah-rah-rah I'm getting. Aren't these conservationists? We could have saved a lot of trees if they wouldn't send so many postcards, for crying out loud. I don't know, but it's not persuading me. I don't know if it's persuading you, but last chance, folks, to dial up the telephone and persuade me. Because the ballot's out, and I'm starting to fill in the circles. It's crunch time. I don't know what's left. A bit of full disclosure, Nancy Pelosi and her $90,000 trying to get George Sinner elected, not exactly going to cut it. I'm not waiting for Miss Pelosi to nudge me in one direction or another. I don't know about you. But we are in Jamestown today. And, by the way, we're going to be talking the Bakken today in Jamestown. Why are we doing that? Well, for one, the Bakken is making a difference in every corner of North Dakota. And so encourage folks to come on by, and actually from 1 until 2 at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, which is a fabulous restaurant in downtown Jamestown, 103 First Avenue South. We'll have a Talk in the Bakken event. And just encourage folks, actually from 12:30 on, if you want to come on by, doing a little meet and greet, love hearing from our listeners. So stop on by after 12:30 and at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to Bach, and we're going to meet a couple of the folks that will be joining us in that discussion today in just a moment. We want to thank our sponsors who've made our What's in Our Town, What's in Your Town tour possible. We do this because, really, we enjoy being out and about and finding out about what's happening in every corner of North Dakota. And so we want to thank our friends at Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon, I always say. Our friends at Arvid Communications that are spreading great communication choices all across North Dakota now as well. Of course, Arvid started in Minnesota, but spreading into North Dakota as well. And Arvig in a lot of Minnesota communities and a growing amount of North Dakota communities as well. Marvin Windows of Grafton. Grafton was one of our What's in Your Town tour stops. And we met up with the folks at Marvin Windows who wanted us to go across the state and say, you know what, great job opportunities in North Dakota. Marvin Windows Grafton, build a great product, but also a great place to work. So I wanted to tell you about them. And speaking of the Bakken, if you're ever out in Watford City, Newtown, and soon Belfield, Williston as well, there is a great hotel facility, great place to call kind of your home base when you're out checking out the Bakken. It's the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. And two locations in Watford City open, one right now in Newtown, as I mentioned, Belfield next and Williston after that. Whether you pick Newtown and beautiful Sakakawea or Watford City, a great spot just to get out there. They have a lot of availability on the weekend. Check it out. Stay out there and enjoy yourself right there as well. Our broadcast from Jamestown today, also brought to you by our friends at AgriCover. We're going to meet one of them. We're going to meet some of the folks from AgriCover a little later on in the program. But they're a year-round sponsor of ours, and they're a manufacturer here in Jamestown, and one of the companies we'll learn a little bit more about today as well. Our friends out at TNT Farms, Terry Wanzik's going to join us a little later on in the program as well. And they're doing some good work, value-added work as well. Look forward to chatting with them today on the program as well, and thank them for their sponsorship as well at TMT Farms. Valley Plains Equipment, your John Deere dealer here in Jamestown. Newman Sign Company, as well as Hoffman Trucking. Thank all of them for joining us as part of the What's in Your Town tour, and we're going to tell you about some things that are happening. And, of course, we're thrilled to be based at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. It's Jamestown's home for fall-off-the-bone ribs and flavorful chicken and much, much more. They won the TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence again in 2014. And we're going to chat with the folks here in just a little bit about some of the great lunch options and, the buffet this weekend and lots more coming up on the program. Right now, though, I want to tell you a little bit more about what we'll be doing at 1 o'clock today, talking the Bakken. Rob Lindberg from Bakken Backers is here. This is a coalition of businesses and leaders and workers and citizens who support the Bakken and its benefit to North Dakota. Rob, nice to see you again.
Thanks, Scott.
Glad to have you. Daryl Dukart's along. Daryl's a Dunn County Commissioner, Chairman of Vision West, and the facilitator for the Dunn County Energy Development Organization, part of the Landowners Association out there. Daryl, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Nice to see you both. So 1 o'clock today, we're going to talk to Bakken. And you've done a few of these events, Rob. What kind of questions come up? We're in Jamestown. Some people think far removed from the Bakken, and I guess geographically it is, right? They're not pulling any oil out of the ground in Jamestown. But there's a whole lot of commerce that's happening, a whole lot of truck traffic, and Jamestown is thriving as much from the Bakken as it is from a robust ag economy and a manufacturing economy here, aren't they?
Absolutely. You can take a look at the job service report that was done, I think, with worker safety, and look at the percentage of employment across the state that's connected to the Bakken. Grand Forks was 2.5% of their workforce. Jamestown has a high 1.7% of their workforce, which sounds small, but that's a huge amount of money being driven into the local economy. And it's trucking, it's contracting. In Fargo, there's software jobs, there's engineering firms all over the state that are feeding work to their local office because of what's happening up in the Bakken.
Do you find you have more and more Bakken backers literally in every corner of North Dakota?
Every corner. There's so much support for what's going on in the state, and the way it's changed the outlook of the people and the economic opportunity that we have in every corner.
Daryl, how about from the perspective of someone living it every day in Dunn County? Do you think there's a good understanding statewide of the game changer this is?
We're gaining ground on that very fast. The understanding is, you shared earlier, the amount of revenue that's shared amongst all parts of the state. And my story today is a lot of why we need to bring some of that money back that's put out in extractor or production tax dollars, and then bring it back to the western part of the state to continue to build that infrastructure so we can continue to enjoy the progress of the energy development.
Saw a story today about pipeline fatigue. I don't know about you, but it seems to me pipeline actually will relieve some of the fatigue most people feel, and that's the truck traffic. What's your take from Dunn County on the amount of pipelines being proposed?
We need pipelines. We need pipelines to get the truck traffic off the road. Truck traffic off the road does a couple things. It takes the wear and tear off of the the total transportation system. It also creates a safer atmosphere for everybody that needs to use them public roadways to get to their work sites. So that's the importance of it. Yes, there is some pipeline fatigue out there.
What does that mean? Is that just in the fact that so many folks are knocking on your door as a landowner to about proposed pipelines? What does pipeline fatigue mean?
Pipeline fatigue is basically the fact that in the reclamation side of it, we're seeing situations where the contractors passed on to a subcontractor to another subcontractor, and the actual reclamation work that's needed to get done is not happening.
All right, so that's just a case of too many. You need one point person, probably, right?
Very correct. We need one point person, and as I often share with a lot of groups, it's all about communications.
And what can be done better in that regard?
Probably if we can develop a system somewhere where the state is actually would be responsible and somewhat to help landowners get to the right companies, to the right people, take action on the problem, and not allow it to go on for several weeks.
Got it. By the way, we have listeners on KTGO 1090 Radio as well as the KLTC in Dickinson, and Daryl is on the ballot again as a Dunn County Commissioner, which is admirable public service. I mean, the hours you put in today as a county commissioner in some of these Bakken communities compared to even 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 years ago is just extraordinary. So it's no easy feat. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you,
Rob. What kind of questions do you get from folks outside the Bakken? A lot of what they know about the Bakken comes from a newspaper and a television. That isn't always the full story, is it?
We get a lot of questions about the industry processes. How's a well drilled? What is hydraulic fracturing? How does it protect how is the environment protected? One of the biggest questions we get, though, is what is it really like? What's every day like out there? And it's not really what you see in the media. It's very practical, I guess, is the way I call it. And people get up, they go to work, and there's kind of a common shared sense of purpose out there. It's not very negative. People are excited. A lot of people have come either out of college or from a home in Oregon where things might not have been going so well. So people are living out there, and they're not complaining every day about high rent prices because they've got a great job that pays for that, and they're excited to be there, they're excited to work, and they're excited for what the future means to their family.
You know, I ran into somebody in Stanley a couple months ago, and he's about North Dakota right now, it's what America was 40 years ago. You know, there's that spirit of just roll up your sleeves, go to work, almost like the settlers all over again, Daryl. Do you sense that too amongst folks?
Yes, that is very true. In our community, the new faces, the ambition of these new workers coming into the community, and then you'll see these people for probably 4 to 6, 8 weeks, and then 4 or 5 months later, you run into them again, and they're waiting for the opportunity to bring their families back here and make a lifestyle in Western North Dakota. What a great, just it's like you say, it's a great opportunity.
And that's one area we would probably have some work to do, in that these oil-impacted counties and communities don't have a quality of life yet, like we take for granted sitting here in Jamestown or Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, but the dollars are coming in to be able to expand the roads, expand the schools, and get a sense of community. But work remains to be done there yet, Rob, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the private sector is moving in, too. You talked about Teddy's and the Little Missouri Inn earlier. We've got a great restaurant and bar in Watford City, and what that means to that community that, before had one or two options to eat, it's incredible. And the restaurants in Watford City are... There's probably 10 restaurants now up
there. There's a sushi bar in Watford City, for crying out loud. Who would have thought? Crying out, I'm not a big sushi fan, but I mean, there's choices to your point, Rob.
Yep, and 2 years ago I talked to a guy out there who was very excited about the subway coming in. He said, you have no idea what it's like not having a fast food restaurant in your community. And these options are coming in, and over the next 5 years they're going to come in even more and more and more as the workforce and the families come in.
Join us for a friendly discussion about how the Bakken has made North Dakota the fastest-growing economy, the basics of how the industry works, how local communities are handling the growth. Really important to get a perspective that's different than the sort of the snapshot you see in a soundbite on television news or even in a newspaper, because there's generally an agenda there of some sort, unfortunately. So Rob Lindberg, the director of Bach and Backers, and Daryl Dukart, somebody living it every day as a Dunn County Commissioner, at 1 o'clock today here at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, 103 First Avenue South, Jamestown. It's free and open to the public. Just a fun little informal discussion that'll happen 1 to 2 this afternoon. And come in a little early if you'd like, and we'll talk a little talk radio, too. All right, more coming up from Jamestown after this timeout. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30daysfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour, we're in Jamestown today for the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale Urban Communications, as well as Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites if you're on the Bakken. Great place to stay. And Marvin Windows of Grafton. And we're going to talk a lot about what's happening in Jamestown today, brought to you by our friends at AgriCover. They're the folks that have the Roltec electric conversion system, which has that new Command 10 remote with next-generation ZB technology. The bottom line, loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with this technology. Smart, easy to use, keeps you in control. It's an integrated system, and they use the same remote to wirelessly operate the tarps and the hoppers. And bottom line, this Roltec electric conversion pays for itself because you have less driver fatigue. It's lighter by design. It saves time, allowing more trips per day. So it really works well. And, of course, there's dealers near you, Burt's Truck Equipment at East Grand Forks, Yankton Canvas right here in Jamestown, as well as for our listeners in the Bakken, Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, and Dickinson Truck Equipment as well. And you can also find a dealer near you if you go to RoltecElectric.com. We're also brought to you today by Hoffman Trucking. Professionalism comes standard. Load it, fill it, strap it, haul it. They do it all, and they do it well. Their passion is for the road, the ride, and the delivery. At Hoffman Trucking, hauling isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Hoffman Trucking, transportation solutions for all of your hauling needs. Newman Sign Company, proud to be one of the nation's 10 largest manufacturing and printing companies. Newman Signs is owned and operated right here in Jamestown by the Newman family, has been for 5-plus decades, providing quality products, excellent customer service, and exceptional value. TMT Farms, family-owned by the Wanzek families. TMT is receiving and processing plant for dry edible beans, that's what I'm trying to say. But the plant's right here. And they also offer custom seed cleaning, friendly service, competitive prices, and reasonable storage rates as well. And our friends at Valley Plains Equipment get you more than the right parts. They get you back in the field with expert support to keep you there no matter what brand your equipment is. Their knowledgeable associates know the parts most critical to you. Make sure they're in the stock, in stock year-round so you got them. Plus any of the other 500,000 John Deere parts ordered likely to be received in one day. Valley Plains Equipment of Jamestown, Valley City, Galesburg, Hunter, Hillsboro, and Crookston. Visit them online at valleyplainsequipment.com. Like them on Facebook or call them at 800-247-0691. We are broadcasting today from our favorite restaurant in Jamestown. This wasn't even a contest. The Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill at 103 First Avenue South. By the way, for all of our listeners in and around Jamestown, 12:30 today, come on by. We love meeting our listeners. Love the chance to visit with you about things you like on the program, things you want more of, anything you'd like to share. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll do the Bakken Backers gathering with Rob Lindbergh and Dale Dukart as well. And right now, I want to find out what's on tap today for a great meal. John Beyer is here, the general manager of the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. John, nice to see you.
You too.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, it's our pleasure, Scott.
This
Thanks
is
for
a
coming.
Fabulous restaurant for anybody that's not been here. If you travel on like I do, it's a good little stop.
Yep, it's a beautiful location. I mean, right in the middle of downtown Jamestown, you can't miss it. We're right next to the railroad tracks, First Avenue and First Street. Just the building was renovated 10 years ago. Used to be, before that, just an abandoned, you know, there's nothing in here for years and years and years. And it's just a really beautiful place. A lot of history here.
What is, you know, the menu I know it's challenging to pick your favorite item, but what's the hot item here? Is it those ribs?
The ribs are phenomenal. My personal favorite, the bison filet is the best steak I've ever had. It is hands down just melt in your mouth and wonderful steak for a special occasion, something like that. I mean, if you're going out for everyday lunch, our burgers, our pastas, everything like that is competitive with anywhere else in town. So, you know, we can be a stop on a regular basis. Or if you want to take the honey out for a nice meal and enjoy the anniversary, we've got a great selection of items for that as well.
We had some friends of ours that had a baby in Jamestown. We sent them a gift certificate from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill just so they'd be forced to have a date night.
There you go.
You know, have a nice hour, 15-minute drive out from Bismarck, a nice dinner, and then head on back. So.
Well, and, you know, once a baby comes along, you got, you know, it's hard to get that time.
Hard to get the date night. Exactly
gotta,
right.
Got to push it.
So same thing with our friends in Fargo and West Fargo and in that region as well. Good little stop to get away. Now you have a wonderful buffet on the weekend too. Tell me about that.
Oh, our Sunday brunch is phenomenal. We have, you know, we open up at 9 a.m. and our chefs go above and beyond with it. I mean, biscuits and gravy, prime rib. Chewy makes up an amazing meatloaf, which not a lot of people get turned on by meatloaf, but it's one of the best items I've ever had. French toast, caramel rolls, you name it, it's out there. And we go from 9 until 1 o'clock on Sundays with the brunch. Sometimes you might want to call and get a reservation. Once church gets out, the place fills up pretty quickly. So
great spot on Sundays for a Sunday brunch. That's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill.
Correct.
Sounds fantastic. And, of course, I see the TripAdvisor said, you know what, you guys deserve that certificate of excellence again. And that comes from folks that are patrons, so that's great, huh?
Yeah, we've had great reviews on TripAdvisor for, a lot of places on there don't get many reviews. We've had tons of them, and we are still the highest-rated restaurant that's open in town at this time. So, and, we do lunch every day, 11 a.m. we're open. Used to be here and there, we weren't open on Mondays or Sundays, but now every single day of the week you can come in, have lunch at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill at 11 o'clock, and we'll serve you all day long.
All right, we'll be doing the show here up until 11, so come on by for lunch today. Looking forward to seeing lots of folks from the Jamestown area on our What's in Your Town tour. And appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us, John. Thanks. Take care.
Yep, my pleasure.
John Beyer, the general manager here at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. Come see us. Downtown Jamestown. More coming up. What's on your mind? Live from Jamestown today on the What's in Your Town tour. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral. Normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter. Regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.